It's WNRN Today, a special guest. We're live in studio with Michigander, a.k.a. Jason Singer. Welcome, Jason.
Hello. Happy to be here.
Yeah, we're happy to have you. Please introduce who else is with
this
you.
This is my best boy, my main man, my partner in crime and in volunteering and humanitarian work. This is Jacob Lamond.
Ooh, I want to hear more about that humanitarian
There's
work.
There's not really much. It was kind of a lie. We have a concept of humanitarian work. Yes, that's what we're doing.
Would you please kick off our session with a song?
Yeah, this is Super Glue. 1, 2, 1.
You caught me off guard, but you don't need a reason. Feeling the way you do, you break my heart, then you put it back together with some super glue. You could waste all my time. It's alright, I've got nothing better to do. You got your reasons and rhymes. It's alright. Well, am I wasting my emotion on you, baby? Am I wasting all my time waiting on you? Should I give up on this thing that I've been chasing? 'Cause honestly, I don't know what to do. No, I don't know what to do. Da 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 da. Ba-da-da-da-da. Just need someone to tell me when everything is gonna end. But to my face, tell me that we're friends. But I know let's just pretend. I wanna hear you talking to sleep. You take your time when you're staring at me. Finding excuses to loosen your grip when there's not reality. Well, am I wasting my emotion on you, baby? Well, am I wasting all my time waiting on you? Should I give up on this thing that I've been chasing? Powers out in Russell Woods. This never felt like my neighborhood. I'm stuck at home, and it sure has got me thinking. Should I give up on this thing that I've been chasing? 'Cause honestly, I don't want to. I'm wasting my emotions. Am I wasting all my time waiting on you? Should I give up on this thing that I've been chasing? 'Cause honestly, I don't know what to do. No, I don't know what to do. Da da.
Michigander, live at WNRN. Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Jake. That sounded great. That was super glue. So I give Michigander a follow, and I think you should too. At Michigander Band on the socials. And recently there was a tour announcement. I was stoked to see a Richmond date. It'll be November 17th at Richmond Music Hall. So save the date. And also you teased that a new chapter is coming for Michigander. What can you tell us about this next chapter?
We haven't told a lot of people, but it's kind of obvious. There's been a new, well, I've posted about it, actually. There's a new album coming sooner than later.
Yay.
Like, debut album, which is very exciting. And, yeah, I'm very excited about it.
Where did you record this? How long have you been working on it?
Like, a year and a half. I recorded it where I live now in Nashville. Yeah, it's been like, really cool to, like, work during the day and then sleep in your own bed at night. And I've never gotten to do that. So I'm stoked about it. Yeah, it'll be out top of next year.
Awesome. We're looking forward to it.
Thanks.
And so Nashville's home now, but taking from your name, Michigander, home is Michigan, right?
Yeah.
How often do you get back there?
4 or 5 times a year, plus some shows here and there, but a good amount.
Love to see that. And does this state, it obviously is really special to you to make music under Michigander. What can they find on this new album that you're pulling from? Any inspirations from Michigan?
That's a good question. Not really. it's all kind of, I don't know. It just sounds new for me and fresh for what I do. It's probably not groundbreaking by any means, but I'm really excited about the new sounds of it.
Well, recently in our mix is a new song, and I think it's going to be included on this album that's coming for us at some point. Could we hear Giving Up?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's Michigander, WNRN.
Drove to California just so you would know that I could never let you go. Fell into a valley, cutting through an alley, trying to find a way back home. Well, I want you to get better, I want to stay together, I want to build a house on the moon. If life is what we make it, then why is it always breaking? I guess we left the party too soon. So I'm giving up, trying to make you happy, cause I gave out, feeling empty inside. You're wearing me out, yeah, you're wearing me thin. You broke me down and now I'm caving in. So I'm giving up, trying to make you happy. We could go to Colorado and be there tomorrow if we hit the road by 3. Oh, just fake it till you make it, burn through the paychecks, all the melatonin and weed. So I'm starting to search in my mind, scared of what I might find. I don't want to know the truth. So we're dancing on the skyline fire in the night sky morning, couldn't come to you soon. I'm trying to make you happy, cause I gave you enough. And now I'm feeling empty inside. You're wearing me out, yeah, you're wearing me thin. You broke me down and now I'm caving in. So I'm giving up, trying to make you happy, Jake. Trying to make you happy, cause I gave you enough. Now I'm feeling empty inside. You're wearing me out, yeah, you're wearing me thin. You broke me down and now I'm caving in. So I'm giving up, trying to make you happy, yeah. I'm giving up, trying to make you happy, and I'm giving up.
Michigander at WNRN. I'm Amber. A pleasure to have Jason and Jake in studio today, sharing a new tune with us, Giving Up, and looking forward to the new year and new music being released. I want to play off that song title a little bit, Giving Up. I'm sure along the way of becoming a professional musician, there have been times where you've wanted to give up. And I'm curious if there's been some pivotal points that you're like, no, I'm making it. I'm staying in this. This is really happening. Can you share any
so
of that?
Many of those. Yeah. All the time. Every year. Every summer. Every winter. Whenever the bank account gets low, you go, I should work at Home Depot or something. Which would be a cool job. You might get a discount on...
My uncle.
Lumber.
Lumber. Yeah, I've heard it's a good job. No, but I mean, like, the most memorable one is, like, 2019. I was like, I'm going to quit. I'm going to do... not. I'm good. I'm going to take this music to South by Southwest. And if somebody is into it, cool. But if not, then I think I've hit my ceiling. I could do it on my own. So peace out. And then, like, I got signed. Got management after that show. And, like, had my first song on the radio right after that. So it was cool. I feel like the best things happen when you just, like... You're true to yourself, but you also are just like, I'm available to let something happen. Yeah.
So you were signed, and I started listening to you about that time in 2020, yeah. Maybe. So it's been about 4 years. You've launched your own record label. How's that process been?
That's like all really new, and it's exciting and scary, but it's cool. It's been going well so far. I think I like doing it that way. Yeah.
You're in control then of your art.
Yeah, mostly. Yeah. Except when Jake comes in and says, "Nah, this sucks." Jake's like in the shadows.
It's rare, but it does happen.
Jake's in the shadows really pulling the
goes
strings.
Goes through me and our friend Joe back
there. Yeah, I mean, Jake pulls the strings. No, I'm just kidding. But no, it's been very cool. It's been very cool.
So when you write a new song or have a new concept for one, does Jake get the first listen?
Jake often gets them and then says, "I haven't listened to that." And then I go, "I sent it to you."
That is not true. I listen to everything.
Jake hears everything pretty early. Yeah.
Right on. Well, I know you have a great team. Yeah, Joe behind us.
And what's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe. And 30 Tigers, which congratulations.
Oh, I love
think
them.
They're a great team
the
as
best.
Well.
Yeah, they're so great.
Truly. Well, congrats on your own label and taking a hold of what you want to do with it. We'd love to hear maybe one of those earlier tunes.
About an indie classic.
A what banger.
Jake calls it. Indie banger, that's what we say. This is
a lot of stuff I say.
Yeah, these are all things that I put in your mouth. Words I put in your mouth. This is a song called Misery. I was hung up on a dream. Being comfortable was not meant for me. But when you walked into the room, I knew that all my plans were doomed. You started talking to me. So tell me what you're thinking, 'cause I think I feel the same as you. Got my knees shaking, take my heart and break it in two. I didn't want to let you go. Well, I couldn't find a heart, I couldn't find a home. Well, if you think I'm misery, then baby, you're the company that never leaves me alone. Tell me what you're thinking, 'cause I think I feel the same as you. So got my knees shaking, take my heart and break it in two. I'm trying to stay awake till I fall asleep. Well, I'm stuck between a pillow and a dream. Well, I'm too busy to call. Could we try next week? You can blame it on me. So tell me what you're thinking, 'cause I think I feel the same. So got my knees shaking, so take my heart and break it in two. All I want is you. Yeah, all I want is you. Yeah, all I want is you.
That indie banger from Michigander live at WNRN. Jason, Jake, thanks so much for coming in today. You can give Michigander a follow at Michigander Band a new album on the way. Congrats on the new record label. And thank you for the new music. We're loving Giving Up in the Mix, and I'm sure more on the way. And see them live. Richmond Music Hall, November 17th. You can find more tour details on the website and more. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having us. Y'all are very kind.
For WNRN, I'm Amber Hoback.